You're gonna pause it, your perfect guy. And today we are going to be recording season 1 episode 4 of Infinity Guys Brain Mush. And today we are going to start off where we last stopped. So the last thing we talked about last episode was fashion, and I wanted to talk about it more this episode because I thought it would be a lot more fun. So, I googled it, and, I googled why does fashion exist, and mainly it's because of classism, and it's also to, represent, like, expression and stuff, but mainly it's for, to show that you have a lot of money and stuff, and why fashion trends exist. It's because of money. And, a lot of people like to do fashion, like, to fashion, it's because they like to express themselves with clothes, and also, it's also because of the classes in this world, fashion is dumb and stupid, and also, I found my podcast. Oh, frick, 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 frick. I found my podcast on my laptop. I just looked up Anchor Podcast, and then I could find it. I could find Brain Mush. And also, let's just quickly mute that real quick. A new video on my YouTube channel is coming out. Not really necessary for, like every single person on the planet to know, but, like, it's just coming out. And I just wanted to tell you guys that because it is pretty important to me that you guys know what's going on. Currently, I'm trying to import or export my video to Google Photos so I can import it onto my computer. So I can upload it on my computer, because it's a lot easier that way. And I might upload it, soon. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about, what can I talk about? How about I talk about, water, because water is, it's kind of weird, like, you know, water is like, it flows and it's a liquid like any other thing that exists in this universe. It can be a solid, a liquid, or a gas. It can be it can be ice, it could be water, and it could be steam. Those are the three forms of H2O. And, like, you know, it's kind of weird. Like, you know, the main thing we know about of H2O is water. But, like, why? For basically anything else, we know it as a solid. So we can, for literally everything in this universe, anything could be turned into a liquid. But for most things, it's a solid. Like, you know, there's some liquids in the world, but most of them are mainly created from water. You know, if you look at your soft drink, if you look any drink, it's there is going to be a little bit of water in it just because of the nature of these things. You can't have carbon extract be pure liquid, cuz, you know, it's pretty carbon extract, it has a melting point at a certain level. And, like, melting, it's like, well, sometimes you think about ice turning into water, and sometimes you think about lava turning into, like, rocks or something. So, well, not lava turning into rocks turning into, like, lava or something. It melts. Those two melt, it's just that the melting point is extremely different, and it's pretty cool. And, you know, it's like, well, the rock, like, it melts into magma, or lava, depending on where it melts. But, But then it melts, and it's like a cool thing. And, yeah. And, like, ice can melt into water. It's the same thing. You just raise the temperature a little bit. The thing is, ice is incredibly cold. It is a form of H2O, and so it freezes at 0 degrees Celsius. Well, no. Ice melts at least 1 degree Celsius. And above, but rocks melt at like 1,200 degrees Celsius or something like that. And it's like, that's kind of weird. Like, why does that happen? Because, you know, things melt at the same rate, but like, why do they melt at different temperatures if it's all made of just elements and atoms and stuff? So we might want to research that in the next episode. We're going to talk about rocks, maybe. Let's talk about one more thing, because this episode has been going on for 6 minutes. Let's see. One more thing. The metric system. It's incredibly, incredibly, incredibly simple. You just multiply by 10. It goes up and it goes down. It multiplies by 10. But the imperial system, it's like, okay, so, like, it's different for every single thing. And, like, you know, for, like, a milliliter, it's like a gram per cubic meter or something like that. Squared, I believe. Something stupid like that. But, like, liters, like, wait, no, liters is, I believe liters is metric. Frick. But, like, inches and feet. Inches and feet, they're completely different things. Inches are just a unit of measure that's dumb and stupid and dumb and stupid. Feet is a unit of measure that's dumb and stupid and dumb and stupid. And, like, miles is a unit of measure that's dumb and stupid and dumb and stupid. Why? Why does it have to be like that? And, you know, it's like, what the frick? It's 12 feet, then shouldn't, like, a yard be 12 feet? Or a foot is 12 inches. Shouldn't a yard be 12 feet? And, like, shouldn't a mile be 12 yards? Like, no, it's completely wrong. Barely anybody even uses yards, from my personal experience. Most people only use yards so that they can multiply and divide the feet easier. So it's like, what's better to say? 3,000 cubic feet of land or 1,000 cubic feet of 1,000 cubic yards of land? Like, it doesn't makes no difference. And, like, the yards shouldn't exist. What else? I know, probably for, like, land things, they're probably used, but, like, acres, I've never heard many people use it. So it's like, what the frick? It's like, heck. Like, so, shouldn't 12 yards be an acre, and shouldn't 12 acres be a mile? I'm pretty sure that's not how it goes. It's like a couple thousand feet per mile. It's like 12 inches per feet per foot. So it's like, what do you mean? That makes no sense. And it's like 3 feet per yard. I don't even know acres. They didn't teach us that in elementary school. So overall, the metric system is pretty simple, but it's kind of, like, dumb and simple and stupid. But, like, the imperial system, I don't, it's mentally handicapped, you know? I don't know. There should be a new system of measurement. It's gonna be the length, the temperature, the, liquid amount form, like, you know, the liters and stuff, and then, like, something else. But, like, Why should we use the imperial system? And why should we use the metric system? Metric system is dumb and stupid and dumb and stupid. The imperial system is not, it's not even dumb, it's just stupid. It's just, no, the imperial system is dumb. It's not dumb, it's stupid. The metric system is dumb and stupid and dumb and stupid. But like, a new system, that'd be interesting. It's like, yeah, that'd be cool. So, I don't know, man. So, the next episode, let's talk about more about rocks and stuff, and less about dumb and stupid and dumb and stupid systems of measurement. Alright, so that's my plan for the next video. Or the episode, frick. I'll mess my things up. So that's it for this episode of Brain Mush. If you enjoyed, please give it a clap, I think that's what it is. Please clap it. Clap them cheeks. I'm pretty sure you can comment. And follow this podcast, and I'm pretty sure you can do that. So yeah, just do that, do the stuff, this is what happens, and stay safe.